This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Another example, a friend of mine, again, who was in my community, he used to work for a, he works for a software firm, accounting software, niche firm, and he's been with them for a number of years. He's a very good employee of theirs and so on. And he had a mortgage on his house. Now, interest-based mortgage, he's been trying to come out of it for a number of years. I know he's been trying to pay off as much as possible so he doesn't have to involve himself in this usury. Right, that you know, we've had so much problems within the last several years with the whole economy coming down because of the you know, the leverage and so on. Anyway, so he wants to get himself out of this. He probably makes a decent amount, maybe, you know, $100,000, maybe more, I don't know. But he came to visit me 2 years ago, and he says, this is what happened. In Ramadan, I was really praying to Allah that help me relieve me of this debt, right? Relieve me of this debt. And it just occurred to me one evening, one night, that, you know what? He came up with a crazy idea. And believe me, it was a, I mean, when you hear it, he wrote an email to his manager, to his boss of the company. He says, I know this sounds crazy or whatever, but you know, this is what my proposal is. Can you pay me for my whole year's salary up front, and then I will work for free for the next 12 months? So if that's $100,000, for example, can you pay me $100,000 within the next week or two? Because I've got mortgage to pay off, and then I'll work for free for the rest of the 12 months, fulfilling my contract. Which boss is going to do that for you? Right? Which boss is going to do that for you? Your brother wouldn't do that for you, right? You know, so I don't know, you know, wallahu a'lam. So he writes his email, there's no harm in it. The worst he can say is no, he's not going to throw him out of the company, right? So the next morning he goes to work. I don't even remember if he remembered or if he's, you know, what his anticipation was. His boss meets him at the door. He says, you know, go and see the finance department, we've got a proposal for you. He thought, it must be something, maybe they give me, you know, 10,000 extra, 20,000 or whatever. He goes to them, they said, look, this is what we're going to do for you. We're going to give you your yearly salary up front. That's all he had asked for, right? He got it. So he's dumbstruck already. Your whole year's salary up front. Then, for the next 12 months, we're going to give you 50% of your salary for the next 2 years, which will make up your next year's salary, so that you're not without a salary for any of these months. So full salary up front for this year, then next year's salary cut, distributed over the 2 years, over the 24 months. This is something, this is not out of a, this is not out of a book, it's not mythical, believe me, this is what happened, this is what he told me himself. What I'm trying to say is that as Muslims, we call to a higher power, we believe. We are occasionalists, which means that everything that happens in this world, including a leaf that falls, God is behind it. God is not a mundane entity, a passive entity. You know, some people believe that God, there is no God. Then you've got those who believe in God. They, some of them believe that God created everything, gave each thing its intrinsic ability to do what it does, and then he's taken a back seat. Out of those, some people would believe that God can interfere, and yet there are others who believe that God cannot interfere. But as Muslims, وَلَا يَؤُدُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. If you just read the throne verse in the Quran, one of the most powerful verses of the Quran, it tells you Allah is in control of everything, every movement that takes place. And it doesn't wear him out, it doesn't tire him. For us, we would think, well, let's delegate. we get more work done. Before Allah, He can do countless and multiple things together at any one time. And He can be permitting things to happen. That's just who God is. And we must not make Him any less than that. We must not make Him any less than that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, God says in a divine narration, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي, which means, I am as the servant thinks of me. I am as the servant thinks of me. Which means that if you think God can do this for you and your reliance is there, then it will happen. Now that does, I mean, for higher things to be achieved, it does require a higher set of reliance, which needs to be learnt.